In the gospel reading tonight, our Lord tells us that we will be handed over. That's not a surprise to anyone. What is a surprise is he says, by your parents, by your brothers, by your friends. We look at that and say, no, how could that ever happen? Look back at the time that the persecution of the Catholics in England. It's exactly what happened. But at this point, we don't even have to look for a persecution. All we have to do is look what's going on in our country. We have parents calling the health department saying, my kid didn't get the jab. We had people calling the police saying, the five-year-old next door has a friend over. You should come and take them away. We have people in the neighborhood reporting on everybody else in the neighborhood. We have people who will no longer talk to their friends or their family members because either they got the silly jab or they didn't get the stupid thing. Look back another year and you'll see that there were people who say, I won't talk to you anymore because you voted for so-and-so. Really? We live in a country where racism had been in pretty good control. And now they have caused division in every possible way that they could, along racial lines, along lines of money and prestige and whatever else it may be. They are causing every kind of possible division that they can, and we're going along with it. And if we're going to go along with something that is so blatant and so obvious, what are we going to do when the time comes and it's perhaps our life on the line? Perhaps we're being threatened. We're not even being threatened right now when we're waffling all over the place. What are we going to do when things get hard? What are we going to do when we're actually threatened? Do we really think we're going to be able to stand up for Jesus? We can't even stand up for things that are pretty simple. So until we can get our act together and be able to recognize that the only thing that matters is our faith in Jesus Christ. And no matter what happens, we're not going to give it up. And that's the question every one of us has to ask. And right now, as we sit here, no problem. There's not a blatant persecution right now. It's coming, but it's not out there. It's not obvious. It's not blatant yet. So right now, we can sit there and go, oh yeah, no problem. But if all we have to do is look and say, look at what the media has accomplished in the last couple of years. And they did it with no effort. And Americans are just walking right along. Well, they said on the news. So when they decide to use the media against us, what do you think the majority of people are going to do? Exactly the same thing the majority of people are doing right now. They'll walk right along in lockstep. And so you have to ask yourself, what am I going to do? Because our Lord said this is what's going to happen. It will happen. And I think the point that we have to keep in mind is the last line of the gospel today. By your patience, you will save your soul. By your patience, remain calm, remain at peace, maintain charity. That's what he's going to be looking for. He promised us that he would give us all the grace that we need. We don't even have to worry about our defense beforehand, he said. He will give us the words and wisdom at that time. He will give us the grace to handle anything and everything that comes if we will keep our focus on him. So that's what we have to be working at now, preparing ourselves, making sure that our prayer life is in good order, making sure that our focus is truly on the Lord, and that we are really, truly loving him above all else and with our whole heart and soul and strength. That's what we have been commanded to do. And that's what is going to be essential as we move forward. So something that all of us have to look at, something that our Lord said that sounds so unthinkable, but it's at our doorstep. So it's not unthinkable at all. So we just need to be prepared. That doesn't mean call your kids and threaten them if you ever turn me in. No. Just pray. And if you're turned in, praise God. Jesus said that'll give you an opportunity to witness to him, and he'll take care of the rest. But do we have enough love for Jesus that we're willing to do that? So that's what we have to look at in the depth of our own heart. It's a whole lot easier to look at everybody else and get all worried and upset and whatever. Don't. We just need to look at our own self and keep our focus on Jesus. And then whatever he allows, we just need to practice, we just need to cooperate. That's what it has to be. How will we love in the midst of that? How will we be patient? How will we be charitable? How will we be kind? How will we practice the virtues? That's what we have to be looking at now and get prepared so that when the time is essential, those Christian virtues will come to the fore.